I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Did you know that prostitution is legal in the Dominican Republic? Well, that, combined with the DR's high tourism, makes it a perfect mix for the exploitation of kids. Family Christian Stores partnered with Destiny Rescue, and they're helping girls coming out of the sex trade while sharing the gospel. Steve Biondo with Family Christian explains.
Destiny Rescue is a powerful worldwide organization that pursues the restoration of children who are enslaved in the illicit sex trade or some other way trafficked against their will, potentially in forced labor.
So Family Christian helps to financially support Destiny Rescue, a global organization. Pray for these girls to encounter Jesus, His love, and restorative healing through Him. From the Dominican Republic to Asia, the Greater Mekong subregion is a group of six countries located east of India, and it's a region with a subpar prevention effort for human trafficking. Ravi Jayakaran of E3 Partners says about two decades ago, the countries began trading with each other, and while it may have benefited the economy at large, it also uprooted local markets and the incomes of the poor.
They became victims of trafficking. They ended up living on the street, literally, many of them. Children becoming street kids, and then women taking to desperate measures, becoming prostitutes, selling their bodies just to make a living and feed their children.
So that region remains a hotspot for human trafficking. But this example can also help us decipher the stories of poverty that lead to the problem. The details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on the current events, plus gospel connections, action points, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.